T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Guess what? Doesn't turn LSU's way. 27-19, they lose this year. More than a year later, October 12th, the number 5 Tigers return to Death Valley to take on the Gators, this time ranked number 7 in the nation. The Tigers, one of the more prolific offenses in college football. The Gators, one of the more prolific defenses. It is the immovable force meeting the unstoppable object. Herb Tyler joins us now, former.
I love it, Tommy. Man, I was getting ready to run out the tunnel, man.
There you go. Herb Tyler, former LSU quarterback, co-host of WWL's Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. Herb, I want to go to dinner with you, man. You seem like a nice guy, or lunch or something. I'd like to spend some time with you. And I mean that in just a friend way, you know.
I feel the same way, brother. Whenever you're ready, let me know. Let's do it, man. I think we'll have a great time.
I'd like to. Do it on a Friday or something. All right, so look. Yep. So everything I said just now, though dramatic, was true. LSU number 5 last year, number 5 this year. They go to Florida. They get their butts handed to them. This year in Tiger Stadium, Herb, you see a different outcome?
You know, this year we are a different team. I think Florida is still the same team that they were last year. Let me say that. They may be a little bit better because I think that Trask, the quarterback they have playing now, is a tad bit better than Felipe Franks, believe it or not, is my opinion. But we are a completely different team. They have a great defense. We have a great offense. But what I think we can do is we can man up with their defense with our offensive players. We have just as much talent as they do, if not more. And I think our guys make really great plays in crucial situations in times of the football game, which we saw against Texas, which was a primetime game. And our guys made plays such as that 3rd and 17 play where Joe Burrow got the ball to Jefferson and Jefferson took it to the house for 60-something yards.
I wanted to ask you something, too, before we go to the break, and that is the big uglies, as Keith Jackson used to call them, the offensive line. I was watching the game last week, and I don't think they get enough attention at all. And can you just, when we come back, kind of go through them, who's at center, who's at guard, who's at tackle, their strengths and so forth, particularly as they line up against the Florida defensive front? Because you know that nothing happens without the big guys up front, right?
Absolutely, man. Those guys make it go, you know?
As a quarterback, you know that. And I just think, you know, a lot of times I watch the line play, and I don't think people do. And I just think that offensive line and defensive line, too, although that's an active thing, right, or a proactive thing that they do. And I would never call an offensive lineman passive, but they're blocking and nobody really sees that a lot of times unless something bad happens. 720, Herb Tyler, our guest. If you got any questions or comments, text them to 87870 and I'll pass them along. 720, traffic now, WWL. 725, Tommy Tucker talking to one of my favorite announcers, Herb Tyler, former LSU quarterback, co-host of WWL's Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. I got a couple of texts here, Herb, so I'm going to kind of combine them, all right? So one of them said, as a quarterback, what's your mindset going into a game this big? And you were kidding earlier about ready to run out of the tunnel. But against a team whose secondary has been hyped up, because both of your, you know, I guess somebody's waiting for the other to make a mistake. And along those lines, somebody else texted in that this is the Florida quarterback's fourth ever start. And that's he didn't even start in high school. And it's a pretty big game to start in at Death Valley.
Yeah, so the first part of that question is the mindset of a quarterback going to this game is to make sure that he's focused to the point of no mistakes, right? It's not so much physical for the quarterback. It's more of a mental aspect of the game to where he knows what everybody else is doing. And if anybody needs any help from him while on the field, while on the sideline or anything like that, he can contribute and help those guys understand what they need to do. Now, the other thing is he has to be at an even keel so that no one else sees him rattled, if you will, or sees him shaken in any way, shape, form, or fashion. Now, the third thing I think is
Let me jump in for a second, Herb. When you say shaking, you even mean like hands trembling in a huddle, right?
Yeah, I mean hands trembling. I mean body language, eye contact, the way that his voice projects, if it's not normally projecting like it normally would.
Gotcha.
I mean, it's just all kind of different things that happens. And then the third thing is that, you know, you just got to just go out and play your game. Don't try to be anything more than what you've been, right? And don't regress at all, obviously. But don't go out and try to be Superman, superhero. And then that's when you make mistakes, you know. That's when things happen where you're not normally doing things that you don't do on a day-to-day basis. And then going in this game, you can't worry about the fans. You can't worry about – when I mean fans, I mean the Florida fans. You can't worry about the media. You can't worry about anything other than your guys and then those other guys that are going to be across from you and only the 11 that will be playing at that point in time. So and then you got to play fast. You got to play really heady. Heady meaning understand mentally ready for that game and then being able to react. And letting your, what would you call it, muscle memory take control of what you're doing. And then the second part to that question, the guy at Florida did not start. He did not play in high school. I think his guy is Derek. I can't think of Derek's last name. He starts for Houston, was a starter in his high school. But the thing is, you've seen over the course of the last four games how much this guy means to this team. And he's made play after play after play after play. And he's got them in a position to where they're very successful right now. So we have to go into this game, you know, believing that this guy is going to be the starter from here on out until the end of his career. And we got to play like that. So we got to make sure that on defense, we make no mental errors. We're in the spots that we need to be into, and we're making tackles. Those are the three things that I saw early on in our defensive side of the football where we were making mistakes, not being mentally prepared for them or making bonehead plays, and not being in the spots where we need to be, and then also not tackling.
So we mentioned number 5 playing number 22. LSU was number 5 last year. They got their tails handed to them, and I'll say that in a Tiger sense. How much of a difference is the law firm of Burrow and Brady going to make?
Well, you know, the thing about it is, you know, with the way that they're playing, you know, Joe's up for the Heisman candidate. He's up in that race, and he's throwing 6 and 5 touchdowns per game. I mean, you can't beat that. If he can continue that streak and continue to play as relaxed as he's playing, as confident as he's playing, and then getting the ball to his playmakers. One of the things that I've always said playing football my whole entire life, from watching Joe Montana get the ball to Jerry Rice, John Taylor, Brent Jones, all of these guys, you know, the one thing that you can do as a quarterback to help you out and the team is get the ball out of your hands, get it to the playmakers, let them make them play. And that's what Joe Burrow is doing. We haven't done that in a long time here at LSU. And what we see now is we can spread the ball, spread the field, get the ball to 7, 8 different 9, 10 guys per game and be very successful at throwing the ball, not only throwing the ball, but also creasing them in a run.
Herb, I love to pick your brain about, you know, because you played at the highest level, at a very high level. Why is it that when a quarterback is nervous, they tend to throw high? First of all, is that true?
They lose. It depends. It either goes high or goes low. It depends because they lose their technique. So a lot of guys get anxious, and when you're anxious, you either hold on to the ball too long and it goes low, or you release it too high and you don't get a good follow through. And then the other thing too is a lot of times guys feel pressure that's not there, so it's an illusion of pressure that's there. So they can't really step into the throw. And then they open it. You know, when they do step into it, the first step or the drive step is too wide or elongated. You only need a 6-inch drive step in order to get the ball out and drive it to where you want to go. And sometimes when guys throw the ball high, they just are just really, really the adrenaline is flowing and they're just trying to muscle the ball instead of just throwing the ball to a spot.
Herb, I appreciate your time. We are out of time. So when you come on Monday, we'll talk about the big uglies then. All right.
Oh, you got it, brother. No problem. I'm ready. Thanks, Tommy.
Have
I appreciate
weekend.
You, man.
You bet.
Go
you
Tigers
too.
And who that, baby?
There you go. Herb Tyler, professor, former LA. Let me tell you something. I need new glasses, and that's why I'm bungling this all up, because I'm not reading so well. I do, honestly. And I went to the eye doctor yesterday, and I might have to have a procedure done. Anyway, Herb Tyler, former LSU quarterback, co-host of our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger tailgating show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.